This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's June 3rd, and it was on this date in 1781 that Jack Joyette hopped on a horse and proceeded to ride 40 miles in order to give Governor and later President Thomas Jefferson a heads up that the British Army was approaching. Seems he was in a Virginia tavern and spotted Colonel Bannister Tarleton and 250 British troops nearby. As he began to put the pieces together and realized that their destination was Charlottesville and the potential target being the General Assembly in Virginia, he sped off for Monticello to warn of the impending encroachment by the Brits. As a result, Jefferson escaped safely, just missing the arrival of the troops, and Joyette was later known as the Paul Revere of the South. And it was on this date in 1925 in Akron, Goodyear made history when it debuted the first U.S. commercially licensed blimp to the world. Constructed and operated by the company, it was named Pilgrim by Florence Litchfield, the wife of a Goodyear executive. The blimp was run by a single engine and inflated with helium. The gondola, with seating for a pilot and two passengers, featured mahogany veneer and blue mohair velour upholstery. Flight magazine said of the impressive debut, quote, "Personally, we think this small blimp type of airship possesses great possibilities from the sporting point of view, as is the case with ballooning, although, of course, blimping connies out a trifle more expensive." And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in Today's History.